with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you just are tuning in, you just missed our interview with Jim Shereen. He's the proprietor at Schmoe's Brewery, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Bob, Schmoe's has done it right. Is it slow and steady wins the race?
And he gave some of the credit to his wife, Lori, too, who has been his right hand.
Sure.
Man.
Right. And they've been with us for well over 10 years, and they're going to continue to do so. They're just a great partner of the Grilling Guys.
Yeah.
But, Bob, you went out deer hunting, and you were successful. And as I understand, your boys each got one as well. They've got their own families now, but sounds like you've been processing a little bit of that deer.
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife has one of those big countertop mixers, whatever.
The KitchenAid deal.
Yeah. And I think for Christmas 10 years ago, maybe, you bought me the meat grinder for it.
Right.
And I've used that a few times, but not nearly enough. So I decided this year I'm going to make a bunch of sausage. So I cut off a bunch of steaks. I took a bunch of trimmings for jerky, which turned out great, and went way too fast. I mean, one deer is not enough, so fortunately we have a couple more now. And then I ground the rest. And, you know, I buy a cow every year.
Right.
And the slaughtering house is Smith & Sons up in Mount Pleasant. He always bags up the suet or the beef fat for me.
Right.
Beautiful chunks. I mean, this farmer I buy the cow from every year, he fattens them up. Now he's using stale cops and donuts.
Oh, yeah.
He was using candy bars because he's a bear hunter and he buys stuff like that for me. Well, so these are fat cows and there's a lot of suet, so I took those chunks of suet, which I keep in the freezer, and I cut them up and put them through the grinder. I would do, you know, several sections of meat and then some chunks of fat and just keep building it up like that. And it was actually a kind of a beautiful thing to watch because it's just this beautiful deep red meat and then the fat. But one of the big deals, in my opinion, is, again, the way I process the deer. I skin it. And then I bone it on site, and I bag it and put it in coolers.
Okay.
And it sits for about 4 days on ice.
Okay.
When I pull those chunks of meat out, it almost looks like pork. It's bled so much that it's a light-colored meat.
Okay.
And I maintain that getting all that blood out of there is one of the keys to great flavor for venison.
Right. It's not nearly as strong. When you have that that way.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And so so I did all that, and I went down to Kent Butcher Supply,
okay,
which is in Wyoming, Michigan, by the Granville Mall, down around there. And I bought several different packets of seasoning, and one was a hot Italian, and one was breakfast, because my buddy has his deer down up north at Ebel's every year, and they do a breakfast sausage for them.
Sure.
It was amazingly good. I never knew you could make breakfast sausage with venison.
Right.
So I did the same thing.
So it's just a seasoning profile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then on the breakfast sausage, I went a little heavier on the fat, and oh my goodness, it's, I forgot to bring you a pack, but it's.
That always happens, Conrad.
It's so
you
good.
Know, it's just like, I forgot. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's amazingly good. And then the Italian sausage, I have not tried yet. I froze it all. So I've got that Cryovac machine. And the Kent Butcher Supply also sold me bulk packs of the big bags.
Sure.
Very good price. So I took the little wax paper wraps that I used in the kitchen, and I put the portions on there, folded it, slid them into the bags. Really great tip, by the way. Prevents freezer burn, which I don't get anyway. But because my freezer is like 60 years old. It doesn't defrost.
Yeah, I got one of those too. Sears and Roebuck, mine is. Yeah. And man, that thing runs like a tank. And it you know, I defrost it once a year just because you open the door.
Yeah.
Open the lid too many times. But
But putting that wax paper around it and then sealing it just made it very easy to put in.
Yeah, because it doesn't stick and it doesn't
stick,
get all over everything.
And I could
portion
it, fold it, slide it right in, throw it in the machine, and it makes a bunch of noise and then just
Yeah.
And it sucked perfectly clean of oxygen.
Yep.
And it stacks in the freezer really nicely when you do that.
Yeah, right. You make them a little bit flatter so yep. they're not, they can stack right up and easy to store and easy to get out of there too. And they don't freeze together
and all that other stuff. I'll get you an invite to our family Christmas party, which is not going to be Christmas Eve this year.
That's right.
And then you can come out for that and make sure you take a walk down to the freezer with me.
Right. Well, you better have some cooking. Just, I don't even care if it's the middle of the night, man.
I'll do the hot Italian for the party.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's
who
good.
Doesn't like a hot Italian?
Far be it from me to say.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so you've had the breakfast sausage, served it to the family?
Oh, my gosh. I was shocked because I was a little doubtful because the stuff my buddy had was so good. And I called him up and I said, so this guy that processes yours, where do you suppose his seasoning come from? He said Kent Butcher Supply. It's the same recipe.
Yeah. Yep. So do you have to buy a bunch of that? I've not been to Kent Butcher Supply.
They have all sorts of sizes of packages.
Nice.
It's a phenomenal place to go.
And did they clue you in, or was it directions on the package or something?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And how much meat to put
in
with this much?
One packet was good for 25 pounds.
Oh, okay. So and that's a lot.
Well, I used a half a package.
Right.
Because I figured I had between 10 to 13 pounds.
Okay.
I used a half a pack of seasoning. It turned out perfect. I cryovac the rest of it, and I gave it to my son so he could do it himself. And he's got my grinder now, too.
Okay, so help me out. You ground the meat, and you ground the beef tallow with it. When did you put the seasoning in the meat?
As I went along. As it built up, I just kept layering it.
Okay, but not through the grinder, but
no,
after
not
the meat's
through the
out
grinder,
of the grinder.
Not through the
you're
grinder.
Sprinkling
I
it
just
on.
Sprinkled it on top so I could sort of gauge it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just kept layering it, and then I didn't mix it or anything. I grabbed a handful that looked like about a pound,
yep.
put it on the wax, folded it up nicely, patted it down, slid it in the bag. It was just a great process. And if you have a little seal-a-meal thing at home, and everybody has them, you can do the same thing.
Right. Yep. Bob's is commercial when we had the barbecue shop open that we grabbed one of those and yours is industrial.
Yeah, Chef Andy found that one for me.
But anyway, I've got one from Cabela's, I think, that works just fine.
Yeah.
And I you know, all of us that go to the big box stores and buy stuff, whether it's meat or cheeses or even vegetables, you can throw them in those things and you buy bulk and you can put them up in serving sizes. It's just really a tool for a grilling guy. It's something good. Leftovers works great for leftovers.
Yeah.
I did a big event that a bunch of people didn't show up, and I brought back a whole pan of pulled pork. I put them in
Perfect.
Little 1 pound packages,
Perfect.
All cooked. And then when I pull them out, I throw them in the sous vide.
And here's the key
go,
when
man.
You're doing that too is flatten those things out
because
they fit in the freezer much more efficiently.
Right,
and they stack.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. For pulled pork, brisket, anything like that, it works absolutely great.
Yep.
And it is time for brisket, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah.
Because this kind of weather. That, to me, is just great cold weather food.
It is. And so many people wonder how to make it. And honestly, if you're listening, it's not the toughest piece of meat to make if you just do two or three things right. And we'll talk about that in the next segment because everybody loves brisket. I've got a group of ladies at a Latvian church that I'm feeding a week from Sunday, and that's what they wanted was brisket and chicken. So we're gonna
my kind of girls.
Yeah, that's right. They told me the average age is about 75. So I'm gonna
close to my kind of girl.
I gotta make it tender. That's all I'm saying. But anyway.
Well, you do anyway.
So yeah, but it'll be good, and we'll cover that.
Yeah, but that's a great tip if you have all these parties coming up right now. If you don't have a seal a meal deal. Go grab one. You can get them everywhere.
And they're on sale right this time of year, too, yeah.
And you might pay attention when you're buying the bags. If you have a sous vide, it's a great time to get your stuff ready for sous vide.
Yeah. And what the great thing about that is I take a frozen bag of that pulled pork out, you put it in a sous vide, set it on 140 degrees, and it could set in there 3 hours, it could set in there all day, and it's not going to get hurt. And when you're ready to eat it, it's 140 degrees.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it doesn't dry out.
Right. Yeah. Underwater. Wonder why it doesn't. But anyway. So once again, we are going to cover the brisket in the next segment. And Bob's got some party treats, and I do too, for what I've done with brisket. Everybody knows it's just great on a plate, but there's a lot of other things you can do with it too. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.